saying, hey, there are other ways to interpret this material and other ways to interpret whatever vision is represented by the piece.
Well, that might be so, but I'm used to hearing Sweet in the Morning.
Okay, the station has changed. Well, why don't you buy a copy of Sweet in the Morning? Play it for yourself at home.
No, I'd rather hear it on the radio station.
Okay, well. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, okay.
WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you give me 1 second to turn the radio down, please?
Ah, we'll give you... Okay, let's count. 1, 2, 3, and 4. This is a big radio. Or a big room, I guess.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
It took more than 1 second.
Yeah, all right.
You know, thanks for taking the call. I've been trying for weeks and weeks to get in.
Oh, my. Okay.
And I guess maybe that's some indication of how many people are trying to get in.
That's probably so.
Okay. So what I had to say weeks ago, it's been changed and gone through a lot of metamorphosis. It was an emotional thing then, but now it's just changed. And I wonder if you would respond to this.
Sure.
I think God works in mysterious ways, number one. And I think sometimes you have to take one step backwards to take two steps forward.
Okay.
And it just appears to me that the revelation that we have come to is that it's possible for so-called black people to be on two different sides of an issue. Now, the issue at WBAI seems to be one of these examples. The other thing we've seemed to discover is that what is the true motivation behind people's hearts? And, you know, not having a crystal ball, sometimes people have to, you know, dig deep into what people say and what how people react to certain things to decide what side of the issue they're on. Now, the last thing I like to say is that people who try to skirt the issue are really going to wind up losing out on both sides. So if you will, and I wish you'd give me 5 seconds to turn my radio back up because I'd like to listen to you.
Okay.
I wish you would respond to that, okay? Just give me a few seconds, all right?
Yeah. Well, let me say, first of all, hopefully in full response to the caller's question, the underlying conflict here, I say underlying because I don't think people have been upfront, have been in some senses honest about this. The conflict here at the station is the conflict you find throughout the United States, really. It's a conflict over who will have the power to control and run this radio station. It's just as basic as that. Some people are saying, look, it's the board trying to encroach, trying indeed to take the station over and run it in a new way, depart from the mission, turn us into something like NPR Lite, make us middle of the road, defang the very tough way in which we approach social and political issues. And some would say also the struggle for power is indeed, as it has been stated, sometimes rather casually and sometimes in a not particularly precise fashion, is the struggle within the station over who will have the power to control and run the station. Who's going to make decisions? Now, my own view of this, as has been stated many times, is you cannot run a radio station by committee. Many people believe that you can. There are people who believe that 20,000 subscribers can be called together to decide on how many paper clips we should buy. Or, in fact, 20,000 listeners should be called together somewhat more seriously to decide how the technology of the station should be arranged, how the use of equipment here should be determined, and how all of that should be done should be the product of committee decisions. Possibly my background in the military has taught me to believe that what we called, again, in the military, a chain of command, is necessary in an institution like this. There have to be people put in place who can make decisions. Now, let me give you a very personal example. As I said a few moments ago, Max Schmid has very graciously chosen to sit in for as long as he can this morning to handle some technology I know nothing about. All right? So what I'm suggesting is, in the concept of chain of command, you have Max Schmid and others who are technologists, as I would describe them. I hope that's not a pejorative term. But I would say, hey, in the chain of command, they make decisions. All right? When something having to do with the technology of the station is in question, we say, well, we have a group of people, a chain of command, and decisions are made in that way. When you go to other areas of the station, for example, our arts department, we have an arts director. And there is, in that sphere, another chain of command about how arts programming shall be set forth for the listeners. Now, in all of that, or I should say on all of that, some would say over all of that, is a command structure. Again, to use a military term, that says, look, you have a general manager and you have a program director. They have to make decisions. And they cannot make decisions if every time a decision is to be made, they have to call a meeting of our 20,000 subscribers to say, what shall I do? How shall I handle this? Leaving aside the fact that that's thoroughly impractical, decisions would never get made because, despite what people want to suggest to you, 20,000 subscribers, WBAI, probably represent 150,000 viewpoints on everything. Again, from the purchase of paper clips to the sense of how our technology should be used. And the fact is, when you have, again, a command structure, of course you're going to have a struggle over who should sit in the seat where most decisions, eventually we would say, they come from here. This is the emanation point for our decision making. So you're going to have an individual sitting in that place. And I will tell you, my first work at BAI was in the middle 1970s. There has never been peace at this place. The idea that there was once upon a time, you hear people saying, oh, if we could just get back to the station the way it was. Well, I must tell you, many of you clearly don't know the way it was, the way it has been. Bob Fass and I, at a meeting one night, I think we're the only people at this particular meeting, who remembered the time when we had a general manager at the station, and the door to the general manager's office had a sign on it that said, Broom Closet. And the reason that sign was placed there is this particular general manager didn't want anybody to know where the general manager. That's how much turmoil, that's how much conflict, that's how much indeed, and I don't use the term like, that's how much chaos existed at that time. Well, that has traveled with us. There has been an ongoing debate about how the station should be run, how it should be governed. And in many instances, there's been a tendency to cover that up and say, no, everything is perfectly fine. We all get along wonderfully with the general manager. I mean, it's just nothing but a love fest every day. And when you ask the question of why does the general manager have to slip in and out of the offices unseen by the staff, in abject terror over the possibility that the general manager might run into some of the beloved staff. So let's not kid ourselves about the bottom line here. The struggle is over who shall have the power to run the station, to make decisions about the direction in which the station goes. Now, the anarchist wing of the station says there should be no governance at all. Just let everybody do whatever they want to do. Just leave folks alone. Come in, and if nobody's at the microphone, you sit down and do a program. Doesn't matter what time it starts or what time it ends. None of those things have any significance in our shop. You do a program in a coherent fashion or you don't. Doesn't make any difference. You know, everyone is his or her own governing body. That debate will continue. As long as there is a WBAI, there will be such a debate. It will not go away. That is the nature of the place. That is the history of the place. And that, in my judgment, is the future of the place. WBAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
I, too, have been waiting to get on the different show just to make comments. And last Saturday I was listening to you as well. I was trying to call in. But I just wanted to, if you bear with me, to make a couple of points.
Sure.
Because I've been listening and trying to basically listen to everything that's been going on and being said. My first point is, I, as a listener and a member, supporter, however people want to say it, feel uncomfortable being asked to pick sides to a fight that I don't know how it began, when it began, where it began, or why it began. Second point is, people say a lot of things about change, whether it's good, bad, or whatever, but one thing I know is that it's inevitable, and that us as people, and we call ourselves progressives, sometimes have to realize that we all have a certain threshold for it, and even though it may be inevitable, some of us are very inflexible when it comes along. My third point is that we as members, supporters, listeners are all captains of the ship, and I agree with you that there must be a structure in which there is someone at the top making decisions. 20,000 people cannot make decisions. However, as captains of the ship, we must all be willing to go down with it, not abandon it in difficult times. My first point is, I want to ask people to continue to support the station in the way they have been, whether it be listeners or as members, but importantly, monetarily, because we really need to keep it going. And a lot of the information that's coming across is very necessary to us. And then my fifth point is just to say to people, someone once said to me that, remember, there are always three sides to every story. There are two sides of the individual and the truth.
Right.
And sometimes that never comes out. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much. You've said it, and you said it very well. I think the points that you've made are very significant, very important for people to hear. I thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good morning.
You too. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to make the comment about the disrespect I feel. My name is Shabazz. I'm in the Bronx here.
Yes.
And I listen to WBI, and I support WBI. And I'd like to make the comment that the disrespect that was given yesterday to Amy Goodman was beyond words. That included you and your crew and this Utrecht Lee personage. I just wanted to let you know that personally, as one individual, I don't care for it at all.
Well, Shabazz, why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised to hear Shabazz take that point of view and bail out before there's any discussion about it? WBAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, it's David here out in Westchester.
Hi, David.
I read this Powell secret coup thing, thing last night.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you maybe to read the thing out loud instead of, sort of saying, well, you want a hateful thing, but I'm reading it over now. Well, I'm trying to look at a computer screen and listen to you, wait for the phone to answer, if ever. But there were some good points in it. When you read Hitchens, I think you have to realize you're going to get a lot of hatred and stuff in there, but the guy has some good stuff threaded through it, some facts that you might have forgotten and stuff, and about Clinton, the promises he made, and then about Colin Powell giving speeches at the Naval Academy or someplace. Some of those things are worth reading out loud.
Okay, David, let me make a point here.
Yeah.
What you've just done is what I feel is good radio. We asked at the beginning of the program if people had seen this piece. We encouraged people to read it. You did that, and you come back with an opinion. You make it, and you state it very well. You're not stating this opinion back to me. You're stating it to the hopefully hundreds of thousands of people around the planet now who are listening to this program. Now, of course, we're going to read sections of it. As we said before, we'll read portions of this. But when I do this, it is my hope that someone, and in this instance, someone named David, is going to call up and say, hey, I read this piece last night, and here's my viewpoint about it. That's the point of having a talk radio program. It's not the point of just sitting here and saying, look, I'm the only one who ought to have an opinion about this. I say Christopher Hitchens is this, and case closed, that's it. The fact is that my effort is to encourage people to read as much as possible, and as you have done, state an opinion. What you've said, I think, is absolutely accurate. Of course, Christopher Hitchens. I doubt that anybody who appears in print as much as Christopher Hitchens does is going to be someone who never has anything important to say. Of course he has points to make. Of course there are ideas threaded through it, and particularly in this piece. People ought to understand very specifically what the history, the personal history of Colin Powell is as he prepares to become the Secretary of State. Are we on the same page at all with this?
Hey, am I still here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yes, I wanted to say that. And then I do want to kind of, just give me a second here.
Sure.
Amy's going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had a difficult time yesterday. Amy's got her whole life into this station. Think of the psychological position that she is in. She probably, since yesterday, maybe since long before that, with Bernard and Sharan gone, she views herself maybe as the only person there coming into this hostile situation, you know, by herself with no supporters. And she's got her whole life put into this thing. She's gone out and gotten beaten up in East Timor and all this, you know, jail and tear gas and just everything she's done through her life. And she may be anarchist, but that's only part of her. And she's only human. And she can crack. Comes, you know, like anybody else, she can crack. And all I'm going to ask is just be nice to the woman. Nice to her.
Okay, let me, David.
All the support you can and try to get your... She can't get her ego out of it. But you're not as quite tied in as she is. So
not
your
quite
ego
tied
is not
in.
As much
wait
in
minute.
There.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by I'm not quite tied in as she is?
I mean, you haven't been... I don't know. She's given... I don't... She's given 24 hours a day for God knows how many years
mm-hmm.
to some of this stuff. And she probably has no other life than this. You may have a wife and children and other things that are going on in your life.
David, may I interject
yeah,
just to say
this?
Yeah,
please do. Because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get something
across. All right.
The woman
David,
can crack
you
and
said,
leave, and we all lose tremendously, including
David,
you. We
David,
all lose.
David, you said I'd have an opportunity to interject. Let me say this. Amy has support, which has just been stated on this air by David. All right, I think it is unfair to suggest that she has no support. That simply isn't true. What I think is important to note is that many people here disagree about many things. It doesn't mean that we feel a person has no place here or has no experience that ought to be honored, who has not made a commitment that we ought to note consistently. That isn't the point. What I think is unfortunate is when we place for, and I say this about anybody, myself included, when you reach the point of saying that any disagreement means that you have dishonored someone, I think is terribly unfair. It's unfair to the listeners, unfair to all of us here. Certainly we disagree about certain things. We disagreed about something very fundamental yesterday. And I don't think that's a bad thing to disagree.
Okay, as long as it's not unfriendly.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Be friendly with the woman.
All
I mean,
right.
That's all I... Make it so that she's not a... has an ulcer before she... Every morning before she comes in at 7:15.
Okay, we'll
that
work.
She looks forward to coming in. Try to...
We'll work on an ulcer-free atmosphere. Thank you very much.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's try one more. WBAI, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm so glad to get on.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for filling in, you know, sitting in that spot. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I was listening to the program yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really upset. And people were calling in talking about be nice to Amy. I would like for Amy to be nice to the listeners. All this rhetoric, I mean, she's repeating this mantra over and over. It's good to say that at rallies where people are going there to hear this. But as a listener, I feel like I'm being abused. I don't think people are being mean to her. Interrupting your program was so disrespectful on Martin Luther King Day. I saw that as a setup. It's okay to have a revolt, but sometimes you got to know when to give it up or when to change your strategy.
Listen, I want to thank you for calling. We got to move on, okay. But I do appreciate hearing from
okay.
you.
Okay, and I'm going to continue to support the station.
Good.
And I'm not angry with anyone, and I wish talking heads would stop calling in with information they don't have. No one knows what went on. So
okay.
I wish they would be light on the listeners and just support what the station.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
We're joined by Amy Goodman.
Good morning, Clayton. Good morning, everyone. It is 7 o'clock, and it's the day that John Ashcroft is supposed to go before the Senate, and there is a large mobilizing campaign that's going on around the country to deal with the Attorney General designee. Good morning, everyone. A lot of people calling in. Don't want to interrupt the flow, so you want to just keep on taking calls?
WBAI, you're on the air. Hello. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning.
I appreciate your intellect, but I'm sorry that Bernard, Sharon, and Janice are not back. I am very sorry that as a black man, you disrespected and violated a woman on the air, and that's Amy, yesterday. I'm very sorry that you have become the overseer of the station. Don't forget that you had a grandmother, you have a mother, and perhaps a sister and a daughter.
Two.
And you will not like anyone to talk to them the way you spoke to Amy yesterday.
Tell me about that. What?
As a black woman.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If you would back up. Tell me what was said that was so offensive to you.
I find you that you were out of control.
How? How so?
I find you that you play a lot of mind games.
I think you're reading from
the
script. Why don't you answer a question? I'm saying to you,
what
particular upset you?
You are always.
Could we go on
defense
to the next call, please?
I find you.
WBAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I just like to say two things. First and foremost, I love the station.
Great.
Second, a bit disappointed. First, in the way Bernard was fired. I think that was totally ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for someone to come in the middle of the night and do things like that, you talk about honor. How could you have honor when you do things like that? You know, I followed your career for a while, Clayton, and I have to say one thing. Turned out to be very disappointing.
Okay.
To say the least.
Duly noted.
And Amy, bite on.
WBAI, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning to you all. I just wanted to mention one thing as a supporter.
Yes.
And that is that Clayton, keep on keeping on.
All right.
And Amy, I respect you. And I understand what you're saying, Clayton, about you have to keep going forward. I just hope that that no one allows the station to be served on a silver platter and sold in the future, and that the lost warriorship gets found, and everyone gets on one page.
Caller, before you leave, just let me say this. You've heard several people this morning say they intend to continue supporting the station.
Definitely.
There has never been a moment in this station's history when continued support is more vital.
Yes.
And I will say this flat out to you. If we do not have a successful drive in February,
exactly.
You are saying goodbye to
exactly.
the radio station. And I think people should understand that very clearly. Mm-hmm. Now, my position is this. When I hear someone say, I will not support the station financially, I'm going to go out and find somebody to replace that person. Mm-hmm. Because I feel it is vital not for, I'm not a careerist here, incidentally, but I think it is vital for this station to represent the voice that it has represented, the voices that it has represented for some 40 years now. It is absolutely essential that there be a WBAI. Whether I am here or not is immaterial.
Yes.
The station must be here. Okay, if we... Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you,
Max. Max, if we could just hold up for a second. I would just like to say that, so that no one accuses me of being abusive, why don't, Amy, you continue with the program. We'll do that, and maybe we'll get back to the phone calls in a bit. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm looking at the different issues that are coming up. I see that Newsday has taken up the issue of WBAI in a little piece that they wrote. It's a piece on the media page. Let's see if I can find it. Also, just to let people know what's coming up after Wake Up Call on Democracy Now! Today, we're going to take a long look at one Gail Norton, who is going to be up in the Senate confirmation hearing today to be Secretary of the Interior. And quite a record she has, I have to say, particularly when it comes to representing National Lead, that's NL, lead, which you know, and especially in the city, which has had such a damaging effect on children. She was a lobbyist for NL. As for her other record, protege of the man who was formerly the Secretary of the Interior, James Watt, under Ronald Reagan. But the piece in Newsday, if I can find it, I was just taking a look at it right now, talks about the fact that there's more turmoil here. And I have to say, although there's always struggle, what is sad about what's taking place now is that there has been such major rifts and, you know, the firings and the bannings. That's the major difference. And the struggle is what keeps this place alive inside and out. And what's been amazing and wonderful about WBAI, this place that I love deeply and so many do on this side of the mic and on your side of the mic, you the listeners, is the vitality, is the struggle, is that we can do it with camaraderie. And for as long as I've been here, that is what it has been for the 16 years. People have differences of opinion. We work them out. We get heated. But it all is happening for a reason, and that is to keep community radio alive. And the difference now is, unfortunately, is the firings and the bannings, and that's what has taken it to a new level. And I still hope, even all that you've heard, if you were tuning in yesterday and the other days, and most importantly, after Christmas, when Bernard and Sharan weren't here anymore, and then Janice K. Bryant as well, as part of the team of the morning show, is the difference was that they couldn't be a part of that discussion, however heated, however jovial, however, whatever the mix is, we no longer could mix it up together. And now you have to go outside to hear Bernard speaking somewhere, find out where someone will be speaking, as opposed to these microphones that have always been open. There haven't been locks on the door, and now the lock on master control and the lock on the performance space. That's the difference. But in the piece in Newsday today, more turmoil at BAI, it says, the ongoing turmoil at listener-sponsored WBAI 99.5 FM spilled onto the air yesterday when Amy Goodman, long-term co-host of the morning show Wake Up Call, was cut off during the broadcast, threatened with firing. Goodman is one of two surviving members of the program after a Christmas coup in which a new station manager was named and several veteran staffers were dismissed. The National Board of the Pacifica Foundation, which owns WBAI, has been trying to exert control over a five-station network traditionally based on listener support and local control. This is just reading from Newsday. And, of course, I'm not just one of two surviving members of the program, because Janice, Sharan... Oh, yes, Goodman is one of two surviving members of the program, because Robert Knight... also here, I will be bringing us news in just a few minutes. According to accounts provided by Goodman, an email from a listener, Goodman has been saying she's hoped the fired personnel will be reinstated when new co-host Clayton Riley, after arguing with her about bringing the matter up, ordered her mic cut off. Shortly afterward, interim station manager Eutrice Leeds said, according to a tape played by Goodman, if anyone dares to come in here and disrupt your Riley's program again, what I heard is absolutely unacceptable. You, Goodman, will not be permitted to interrupt to damage the editorial integrity of this program or any other. Leed also said, I will deal with this directly after the show. Goodman, who's been co-host of Wake Up Call for 8 years, said later, I was taken aback. This is a very bad situation. Leed wouldn't discuss what had happened or say whether Goodman still co-hosts the show, but I'm really glad to be here today. It is 7:10, and it's warmer than usual, at least to me outside. But I'm, again, sorry that my colleagues aren't here as well, the ones who have been fired and banned. And I just, every day, it is true, it is my mantra. I hope that we can all be back together again, and I hope that all of these actions can be reversed. I really do think we can go on. I do not think it's irreparable. I do have that optimism. Well, coming up, I guess we're going to have news, and then we're going to have, in brief, our usual installment on Tuesday mornings. But the people who are being put forward as the nominees for the cabinet have to be scrutinized in great detail. As Bernard always says, pay close attention. And that you must, because while, as you know, George W. Bush, the president-elect, talked about compassionate conservatism, when you look at the record, these are hardcore activists who've been put forward as the attorney general, as the secretary of the interior. But Gail Norton will be the person we focus on today, as John Ashcroft is focused on in the Senate, with all sorts of groups coming forward, the NAACP, the Sierra Club, the gun violence projects in this country, taking on Ashcroft, who has tremendous support from the NRA. But again, I don't want to interrupt the flow of the program. Lots of people are calling in. Our number is 212-209-2900. I guess we should just continue with what Clayton has been doing for a while this morning, and that is take calls. 212-209-2900. Hi, you're on WBAI. Just have to hit the light there. Hit the light on the phone.
Agree with all of this. This is just an outrage. This is an insult to the intelligence of the people that listen to BAI. To begin with, everyone loves you, Amy. You are a treasure. You deserve a Pulitzer Prize, and the audacity of that imbecile.
We're not calling names or anything
like
that.
Let's move on to the next call. Thank you. Thank you.
No, we're not calling names.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Let me say something here. It is with the encouragement of Amy Goodman that we receive these kind of calls, where we are called Hitler on the air.
Clayton,
it is
please.
The crowd that surrounds you, Amy, that is making this kind of comment, and you know that. You know you have encouraged people to call this morning, and these are the kind of people we get calls from.
Clayton,
on your side. Have I referred to anybody in those terms? Have I used such an epithet as that?
Clayton, then we both condemn that.
What?
I think we have to
I didn't
be very
hear you
clear.
Condemn it.
I just said
call
names.
You didn't condemn it when it happened.
Yes, I did condemn it, Clayton.
Okay, we're gonna move on. Hopefully, Amy's crew that she has assembled for these calls this morning will be a little bit more restrained in their commentary. Let's take the next call. BAI, you're on the air.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hitler speaking.
You know, I've been listening since 86, and I'm wondering about the responsibility of the listeners. Does this give me the right to think that I should, as a listener, determine everything in the station? I love all the people that I've heard over the years, and I've seen some little changes, but I can't expect that every whim and fancy of mine is going to be the factors that run in a management way. Mm. A station that ought to be responsible. I too am very concerned. It is true that the content and the progressive attitudes and station, but carried on. But what's happening here now is both irresponsible by the listeners, and I think we ought to bear some responsibility. It's just a few voices that I've heard speaking to sensibility. I love all the personalities on the station, but the truth is, if I step back, I'm going to recognize that even the personalities that I've loved over the years are extremely irresponsible. The 9 o'clock show, I don't think I could ever go on without it. But the point is, I'm hoping that it is that show that with its content and the way it carries things and find out things that is important to me. It really hurts my heart.
Listen, I really don't mean to do this, to cut you off. We do have a newscast scheduled now. I do appreciate the call.
Thanks
from you.
Thanks for your call.
All right. We're joined now by Robert Knight with our early newscast. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Go.
Put up the next one. The next one I'm citing.
Oh, I think he means you're on that one?
That's the one.
Yeah, okay.
Good morning, everyone. Anything happened while I was away?
I've been called by one of Amy's crowd, Hitler.
No.
That's about what's happened, I guess. That's the level,
Clayton,
to
just,
which we have
sunk
here.
Just for the record, I don't know who called,
well,
and I certainly
don't,
condemn
I don't
any
buy
names
that.
Being
I do
called.
Not buy that, Amy. I think you have encouraged people to do this in a variety of ways, and I think it shows the level both to which you have sunk and your supporters have sunk, that
as
a remark like that.
As a word of calm, I'm glad to see that both of the co-hosts are talking. Clayton, do you believe Amy is a racist?
No, and I've never said that.
I know that you didn't. However, yesterday some unfortunate words were spoken in which someone came in and said, it appears that the decision has been made that no black person has any rights that any white person is
going
to respect.
Well, that was in response to a caller, Robert. And if you will, I'd like to get on with the news.
Well, I just want to repudiate any imputation that Amy Goodman, in all the years that she has worked here, is a racist and, in fact, was in the process of defending the rights of a black man, three black women,
terrific.
And the others who were banned.
That's your opinion, and it's well stated.
Thank you. Well, here now the news. We begin in the Middle East, where Israeli settlers went on a rampage in the Gaza Strip.